switch to Progressive today.
It is electric in here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
I can't wait till I get you on for good looking.
Back here on Out of Bounds, hour number two begins right now. Great stuff with DJ Uyunglele. Really enjoyed speaking with him. We're going to be joined by Brett Friedlander in our next segment to replace tomorrow's segment. And we also have an interview that we recorded yesterday with star safety for Miami. Probably going to be preseason first team All-ACC, I would assume. I voted for him. Bubba Bolden, which we will play later on in the show. He was really good and confident about Miami. We'll just put it that way. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by Toyota of Easley. Go see him today, Highway 123 in Easley. That's 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Give them a call, 864-810-6612. They have great specials on service and tires that are always going on. They pay top dollar for used cars. They have their Big One event happening. They have great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. You can see a whole list of their inventory online at toyotaofeasley.com. They're one of the few dealerships in the upstate that can sell you a car completely online at toyotaofeasley.com. So check out that website. Go see them today, Highway 123 in Easley. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal.
All right, hour two of the program live from Uptown Charlotte in the West End, the second floor, in the open area. What did we decide to call this? A mezzanine?
The concourse.
The concourse. That's what we settled on, the concourse here. The Texas-Oklahoma news, you know that Jim Phillips was so mad yesterday. You know, because it was going great. Nobody
Everything
said anything
was going
crazy.
Good. Yep.
It was by the book. People were excited. They were happy. Had the big event last night. And then Texas and Oklahoma had to ruin everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Big 12, whoever you think is responsible for that.
I'm pretty sure Texas is responsible. I would assume. And I think Oklahoma's just there by association. I'm not sure exactly how involved they are.
Do you think Texas is speaking on behalf of Oklahoma? Do you think they
I'm
would
sure
do that?
They think they can. Come on, little buddy.
I really hope that's what happened.
When you think about it, Quack, Texas has won a national title more recently than Oklahoma.
Ooh,
which is weird, right? I think if my dad's driving, he just pulled over. He's about to give me a call and
he's
talking to.
He's very upset. He's very upset. You made him very upset. I think he's upset right now, generally, even if he's not listening, and he doesn't know why, but that's it. He just feels it out in the atmosphere. But I think the reaction from Texas A&M here is the most telling part of this. Remember SEC expansion when Texas A&M left the Big 12 and went to the SEC? The primary reason was money, obviously. But the secondary reason, and I would say even 1B, was we want to establish our own thing away from you.
We want to get away from Texas.
Get us out of here. Ross Bjork doubled down on
that
yesterday. We know that at the most aggressive, it is going to be a 13-1 vote to take Texas and Oklahoma.
A&M will not. They will
not
vote yes.
Because A&M will never do this. Here's Ross Bjork's quote.
And according to the SEC bylaws, I saw this on Twitter yesterday, 11 of the 14 institutions have to vote yes to bring in a new member.
Correct. Here's his quote. Quote, "We want to be the only SEC program in the state of Texas. There's a reason why Texas A&M left the Big 12. To be standalone. To have our own identity." Close quote.
Like, stop following us.
Right, exactly right. So stop. Go away, okay? But remember Jimbo Fisher, his quote from yesterday where he's like, I bet they would.
Right.
Like,
classic.
Texas A&M is going to, if Texas really tries hard to get into the Big 12, even if they get in, A&M will lord that over Texas till the end of time. You know that.
You had to follow us.
Yeah,
you had to do what we did.
Exactly. We got out of your shadow and you couldn't stand it, so you came over here.
Jimbo also said when he was on Feinbaum, which... you know, had to have been an experience, them talking about this. Jimbo said, be careful what you ask for if you jump into this league.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, have fun with Arkansas. Have fun with Mizzou and Vandy. Oh, give me a friggin' break on that.
The one thing I like about this is the proposals I've seen of OU and Texas joining. When I see the proposal, they split it up, and the divisions are actually geographic.
They're actually
geographic.
That's the
one thing I like.
So Auburn would finally go to the
East. They put Auburn and
Alabama
in the East, and they have Missouri in the West. And that would make sense. But beyond
that,
I don't like it.
I like that. Now, on the other hand, Texas A&M wants to get away. So ask yourself, wouldn't Oklahoma, like, isn't Oklahoma dying to get away from Texas right now, this very
moment?
Everyone
wants to, here's the thing, everyone is annoyed with Texas, wants to get away, blah, 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 but OU Texas, that game matters so much to both programs. You want to get away, but you still need, it sounds like a, what is that, a Southwest commercial?
Want to get away?
You still need to play Oklahoma and Texas. They still need to play each other. You can't, Texas and Texas A&M is dead. And it was a great rivalry, but I would argue OU Texas matters more than, and always mattered a little more than Texas and Texas A&M in football. And neither school is willing to give that up. Give up that game. That's just not going to happen.
Yes. Okay, so that might be a bit of a thing that would bind them together. I didn't think about that. That's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. And now I'm rethinking a little bit my proposal. But I did wonder, why is Oklahoma being joined at the hip to Texas when everyone else is dying to get away from Texas? And the reason is because they are willing to move, but they actually don't want to. They actually do not want to move. Yeah. Oklahoma and I think Texas, they don't want to move. What they want is to get more money where they currently are.
I agree.
They
completely.
Actually don't want to move. And so I also think the fact that the Houston Chronicle reported this first and not Orange Bloods or a team-affiliated site is interesting, because that seems like, and I'm not trying to, this might sound disrespectful, and I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, because there was good reporting done. Actually, Brad Sinkiff was telling me about the reporter that broke this from the Houston Chronicle. And, I mean, he's been a guest on the Press Box with Brad and Ben. And this is, Brent Zwerneman is his name from the Houston Chronicle. Mm-hmm. So, again, he did good reporting on this. He was out front on this. But I think it was also leaked.
Right.
I don't think they would leak to a team-affiliated site like that. If the leak was coming at a very high level to an established brand media outlet.
Correct.
That's why I think this was planted to some degree. I don't know what the timing would be for it to happen right now, but to some degree to plant this in the Houston Chronicle and not a team-affiliated site, it just speaks to me like there are political people who are trying to get this out into the open.
For sure.
So that somebody knows.
Yes, I agree with that. I also think it's ironic, and look, most of the time it's about money. And if it is about money, if it is about the Big 12 or Texas and Oklahoma saying we need a Big 12 network, or we need to up our deal with Fox, or we need a better deal, or really any deal with ESPN besides the Longhorn Network, it's ironic because Texas is the problem because they have the Longhorn Network. I don't think anyone, and there's a reason why it doesn't exist, are you willing, you know, ESPN, I think, obviously, is not willing to support a Longhorn Network and a Big 12 network.
Right.
There's a reason why the Big 12 is so involved with Fox, because ESPN has not shown any interest in a Big 12 network. I don't think Fox has shown interest in a Big 12 network, at least not enough. So if Texas is trying to get more money out of this, I get your theory, because Texas is all about the money. But your Longhorn Network is the problem.
Right.
So I'm not sure exactly what they want from this, unless they really do want to go to the SEC. But you already can't win the Big 12. So if you want to make the playoff, it would make the most sense for me to stay in the Big 12, hope you can beat Oklahoma, only have one loss, win your league, and go to the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
Mark Ennis doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mark Ennis, our friend from ESPN Louisville, you went on a show yesterday. He actually tweeted this out, and I was like, yes, 100%. This is about media rights. This is 100% about media rights. This is about somehow cleaning up the mess that is the Big 12's media picture relative to the rest of the major leagues.
Correct.
And trying to use that increased revenue to catch up.
This is something to do with, I think they're trying to get more out of Fox, because Fox has the Big Ten. So Fox really, when you look at what they air, Oklahoma is one of their big moneymakers. Oklahoma is always 11 a.m. Central, noon. Like that, they always kick off then. They're always on Fox. They have Ohio State. And they have Texas. And so if the Big 12 is disgruntled, then you really are just banking on Ohio State. I think because of OU and Texas, they have the motivation to stay in good grace, in the good graces of the Big 12. But if the Big 12 doesn't have OU and Texas, who cares?
Right. If it's the Big 8 now without Oklahoma and Texas, who is the biggest brand? Tell us, as our Texas correspondent, our international correspondent down in Texas, who is the biggest brand among the eight teams that remain?
Weirdly enough, it's probably Kansas basketball. So it might be Kansas, even though their football program is a travesty. At least if you're Fox, you're thinking, all right, I've got KU hoops.
Right.
I can sell that. That's a bigger brand than any other football program in that league.
What about big football brand? Who would the biggest one be?
I guess you could say, like, is Oklahoma State
that was
the
my
best
guess.
That you have left?
And I'm thinking, no, man, you can't have a league like that. That's worse than the American. That's a league worse than the American Conference,
if
that's
rough.
It. Because I'm not sure Oklahoma State is a top 20 brand in the country.
It's still a really good basketball league.
Right.
You know?
I mean,
it still is.
Matt Dowell from
you've got Baylor, you've got Kansas, you've got you know, Kansas State, Oklahoma State are all decently solid. You got West Virginia; they can hoop. You know, you've got some good basketball
that's
teams.
True.
But
very true.
That would be a sad state of affairs, and that's why I think the Big 12 is calling that meeting this afternoon. I think they're going to try to nip this in the bud. Texas OU, what do you want? What do you want? My firstborn child, like, what do you want? Because we cannot afford to let them leave
at 5 p.m.
at any stretch.
This is happening.
Oh, yeah, they have a meeting this afternoon at 5 p.m.
So, with that in mind, what do you say the chances are this happens?
I don't think it's
like
happening.
Like, down the line, okay. I think there's
really
a 3% chance this happens. But let's say it does. Let's say something happens, the Big 12, for some reason, stabs itself in the chest and lights itself on fire at the same moment.
Truly,
lets
just
these two brands
suicide,
walk away.
Yeah,
pretty much. Let's say that happens. Then what? What does
the
ACC
whole world
do?
Changes.
Here's what happens with the
because
ACC.
Because you can't pretend that the Big 12 without OU and Texas is a Power 5 league.
Here we go. One team added to the mix, Notre Dame. That's it.
Oh, you have to. You have
That's
to add
it.
Notre Dame.
Don't worry about a 16 team.
Just do 15.
Don't
it worked last year.
Have divisions. No divisions. No less than Dave Doran said it in there. We don't like divisions. We don't like playing the same teams over and over again.
Yes.
We don't like not playing people. No divisions. Anytime
well,
there's realignment.
Well, he would rather play Duke every year than
he
Clemson,
would,
obviously.
Yeah, he does have a vested interest. But
I can't blame him.
No divisions. We're all team no divisions. Everybody here is
everybody.
Team no divisions, including the people who are responsible for comprising the divisions. They don't even like divisions.
See, and I think most Clemson fans, ACC fans, when you hear OU and Texas joining the SEC, you're like, oh, my God. The ACC is going to become irrelevant. I mean, that's the fear. I still don't think this is going to happen, but the only way that you could possibly salvage anything is you have to get Notre Dame in. There's no way around it. And then you have to just hope and pray that Florida State can get back to doing something, that Mac Brown can somehow coach another 20 years at North Carolina. Your programs with any sort of tradition would have to rise up quickly. But I still don't think this is happening. I really don't. I really don't.
So there are people on the text line getting in, multiple people getting in saying Notre Dame and West Virginia. Here's what I'm saying. You don't need 16. People act like you need even numbers. The only reason you quote-unquote need an even number is for divisions.
And
in a post-divisional world, just get who makes sense.
It's
you, don't
not
have to,
like,
you don't have to force it.
Look, I wouldn't hate West Virginia. And it would make sense because they'd be left out in the cold. And I'm not sure they'd want to be involved with the Big 12 anymore. They're a very good basketball program. Football has been up and down. That's a program that has had times where they're in the top 10, so you could take a gamble on them. But West Virginia just doesn't scream ACC to me. I don't know. But look, if Pittsburgh is in here, West Virginia and Pitt are very similar in a lot of ways. It could make sense. But I don't think you need to go get West Virginia. I think you just need Notre Dame, and then you go from there.
Let's put our cards on the table here, shall we? Okay. Let's say there was no reason to have an even number 20 years ago when expansion happened the first time. Boston College is not in this league. The ACC is taking Miami and Virginia Tech and calling it a day. They're going to have 11. They're going to have a championship.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to get to 12. And then if you didn't have to keep even divisions when it expanded the next time, I'm not sure Pittsburgh is in this league.
I would agree.
I think Syracuse is a better candidate and a better fit than Pittsburgh just from the DNA.
I think Louisville is, though.
I think Louisville would still be in. That's kind of what
I'm
saying.
That's interesting.
Like, if you don't have to get to even numbers, then you don't have to force it. But it seemed like every time the ACC expanded, because they had to get to an even number, there was somebody who was kind of a weird fit that ended up in the mix. SEC, we got to go from 12 to 14. We had Texas A&M, that's great. And Missouri, question
mark? Right.
Missouri, who's barely in the north, or barely in the south, kind of in the north, sort of in the middle of the country. Not sure they really fit the culture that much. You got to throw them in. Big 12, or excuse me, Pac 12. You got to add, you got to get the 12. You must get the 12. So we add Colorado.
Utah.
We could have stayed at 10. Maybe you add Colorado.
I think a lot of people are having regrets.
Right, that's right. That's
for
exactly
sure.
Right. So every single conference that expanded did so with excess.
Okay.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Let's ask this question before we go to break. Let's say this isn't just in a this is not reality, but it's a fun question.
Okay.
You bring in Notre Dame and you're allowed to drop one team. You are allowed. Jim Phillips says, Kwok, we are dropping one team from the ACC. We're bringing Notre Dame. We're going to have 14 total. Who are you dropping?
Syracuse.
Really? That quickly? Why?
I would actually keep Boston College.
Why?
Because I hate that flight. I hate that flight
to
Syracuse.
Okay, but I'm asking you to think about the league's well-being and not your own travel schedule.
So he's not asking me. Wes Durham is here. We have to take a break. You know what? Can we go with Wes? Let's get Wes on. Let's go.
Yeah.
We're going to
Ramona, we're going with Wes.
We're going with Wes. There we go. We do logistics on the air now. What's up, man?
Why don't you run the station?
I can't ask Wes the question.
I know.
How's Ben doing? Everybody good?
Ben's good.
Bill Stead, what's happening, brother?
Low stress.
He's probably out getting lunch.
He's probably at the buffet at Ingles.
Well, he's listening.
Where he goes for lunch most days.
You don't want a salad bar at an Ingles.
Oh, I love that salad bar.
I think he likes to say the angles. Is a lot of fun.
You've been how long? How many hours on TV today?
I think we're just shy of Jerry Lewis, but we're doing pretty good. Let's see. Today is 9 to 4, which is technically 7. Yesterday was 9 to 5, which is 15 total. So it's been fun. It's actually been a lot of fun. And she'll tell you this. Kelly will tell you this. The best part's been seeing everybody.
Yeah. For sure.
We went March of 20 to darkness and weren't sure what was going to happen. And, you know, we've had the on-air stuff that's been fun. We've had the off-air stuff that's been fun. Couple meals together, hanging out some places, things like that. You guys got the exclusive Roddy Jones post-game show last night.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I mean, that's my guy. I mean, you know, he's already forgotten he ran against Georgia in 2008 for 232 yards and scored the game winner and never has to buy dinner in Atlanta. So, that's the kind of fun stuff. I mean, Roddy and I had really only done 4 or 5 football games together, 6 games and counting the Liberty Bowl. And Kelsey did 1 football game with us, Pittsburgh. And we ate street tacos in Pittsburgh like 15 feet apart from one another, and that's all we had. And so it's been fun to go eat a couple meals together, have a good time, have some laughs the other night, 5 Church in Charlotte and places like that. So, yeah, the football's been important, but the communal bonding of our network, in all honesty, has probably been just as important.
Oh, no doubt. I completely agree, Wes. We were just talking. We spent some time today on the OU Texas stuff. I'm not sure if you've talked about that on ACC Network because that's not
probably
really
not
your problem as the ACC Network, yeah. But Wes Durham can tell us his thoughts if he has any on those rumors.
Look, there's going to be a lot of smoke because the NCAA has never been weaker.
Mm.
Okay? When the president of the NCAA, the legendary Mark Emmert, who's fresh off a 9-0 butt-kicking at the Supreme Court.
That costs like, what, $68 million?
Yeah, but what? They all played on a floor that looked like chalk and drank out of the NCAA
right.
cup.
Oh, man.
And the champion corporate sponsors were all involved. Buick and all Capital One.
And there was a weight room there.
And there was a weight room there. So there you go. I mean, give me a break. You're going to hear a lot of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, we're kind of at the tip of it again. I'll add this. There's plenty of politics involved in this. Some sports politics, some government politics. A&M doesn't want Texas in that league.
Oh, we were just talking about
Arkansas.
Yes.
Arkansas doesn't want Texas in that league.
Correct.
And when they get Missouri out of witness protection, they will not want Texas in that league. And here's the other thing, too. I don't believe the Longhorn Network survives if Texas goes to that league.
Well,
we already talked about that a lot.
Texas already said to the Big 12, we're not doing this again the same way when the contract comes
out. Fine.
And
they pulled that. You know when they pulled that? 10 years ago.
Yep.
They pulled it 10 years ago, and what happened? They were still in the Big 12. You know why? Because they couldn't push it across the line to go to the Pac-12. And in all honesty, that's where they should have gone. Larry Scott gave them a great deal, and they didn't take it. So I can't say that I'm not really concerned about Texas. And I'll say this, too. If they want to be relevant in college football, yeah, go ahead and go to the SEC.
Good luck.
Slap them in the West and let me know how it goes.
Here's my theory, Wes.
Okay.
I think Texas should go independent. That's what they really want. They already have their own network. They give me real Notre Dame vibes. They hate everyone, and everyone hates them. There you go. Their Olympic sports still
this
play
is,
in the Big 12.
But that's a very similar thing to when I said that Georgia should take the deal, but they won't want to take the deal.
Georgia should take what deal?
The one. It's okay. What was the thing? If you could guarantee yourself one national championship in 20 years, or
Georgia should take that
but
deal.
But you can't
the deal.
Have any more.
Right. But the fan. I don't think the fans would, and
we're
I don't think the fans
still living on one
should.
From 41 years ago.
Exactly.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If you discount the ones they've won in August,
which is a lot.
Or February.
Well, even this year.
Well, again, July. They may be in August. They're going to be an August national champion again. LSU was the leader in all-time national championships in August until they actually won one.
Mm-hmm.
But
Texas
Georgia,
was up there, too, for a while.
Yeah, Texas.
Now
Texas
stop,
has been back for 15
believing.
Years in a row.
And hadn't it been sweet to be working with Kelly, who just wants one Texas national championship?
Yeah. She lives on on the what if of Cole McCoy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like, that's her thing.
Coach,
really?
Cole
getting
McCoy
racked up against Alabama?
Brown and I talked about that. I brought it up on the podcast. He goes, amen, Kelly, amen. I said, if Cole doesn't get hurt, 09 national title. And I think we became best friends at that moment.
And Emac said, let's get back to Sam.
I really, here's the
thing,
Wes.
Yes, he did.
I just want one more, maybe even a playoff, just for my grandpa's happiness.
I know,
and
you've told me that.
That's all it is. It's really a selfless act, Wes, is what it is.
All right, Miami, North Carolina. There's been, I feel like, more buzz about Miami than I expected. I have expected a lot of the conversation.
Hey, DJ got his Bojangles. It's showing up.
Did he really?
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying DJ's responsible for it, but don't go ahead and tie to it.
Bojangles is here.
Give him a little branding.
We asked him about Bojangles, Wes. He stares at us. He goes, what I've learned about the South, people love their faith, their football, and their Bojangles. I swear he winked at us. I was like, is a camera somewhere?
Kelsey,
is this a commercial?
Kelsey asked him about it right off the jump today on TV. It was awesome. She was so disappointed he didn't have any Boberry biscuits.
Right. Like, you didn't bring something for everyone?
How about slip us a gift card? Okay.
That would be great.
Carolina, Miami.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not changing my vote at the top. I'm voting Carolina 1. What I am changing was, and Kelly will get after me for this, I was voting Pitt 2.
Josh Graham,
I remember.
Picked Pitt to win the league.
Until I, well, that, okay. Be that guy. Under the radar in August, under the radar in July, celebrate, throw yourself a parade in November.
Yeah.
I was going to vote Pitt 2 and Miami 3 because I thought King can't be 100%. And we had him on set yesterday, and then I got a chance to spend about 5-8 minutes with him. And he talked me through a little bit of the rehab, and I think he's 100%.
Really?
So if he's
or at least going to be, or he's 100% right now?
Well, he's going to be
100%. Okay, all right.
And so if he's going to be 100% and they've got that contact stuff managed in August, which is critical, he's got to take some shots in August to, you know, kind of get that confidence back mentally. I'll vote him 2. I'll vote Miami 2, Pitt 3.
That's good insight.
I can't decide on 4 or 5, and 6 will be Georgia Tech, and 7 will be Duke in the Coastal. I am going to go Clemson, NC State, BC, my top 3 in the Atlantic.
Okay.
I have that, too.
A lot of NC State. There's a lot. To me, it's like, do you like the returners or do you like the schedule? NC State's returners,
like,
give them the edge.
Yeah,
but
what
about the schedule?
Well, NC State's schedule isn't bad.
Well, that's true. NC State's schedule is manageable, too.
NC State's schedule is very manageable.
Yeah.
But I like the depth, the competitive depth they've got all over the field. And Leary's a gamer, guys. I mean, he's just flat gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's competitive. They got 3 running backs. Bam Knight's elite. I think Jahmyr Gibbs can be the best running backs in the ACC. The problem Devin Leary's got is the same one Tony Elliott's got. How many guys are going to step forward in practice to play on Saturdays? Because Devin Leary talked about it. Nobody wants to sit on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to stand on that sideline. You want to make sure you're getting reps. Well, Clemson and NC State might be the 2 deepest teams in the league from that perspective. I think Florida State's going to make a bit of a move. Boy, Mackenzie Milton's spirit as a human being is unbelievable. If that translates to anything in their locker room, Florida State's got a chance to win a couple more. But I still think that's the long game. I really do believe that's a long game process to success for Florida State.
So this is like the beginning of the beginning rather than like a real move. This is like the ultimate culture
shift
time for
Florida State. Don't give me another Will Muschamp year 0.
Yeah, right?
We're past that.
Hey, Dabo.
Always good to see you, William Christopher Sweeney from Pelham, Alabama.
You're now calling Coach Sweeney Dabo to his face?
I mean,
that's a change.
Well, it used to be Coach Sweeney, didn't it?
I don't know.
It did.
Well, look.
Just coach.
I wouldn't call him that at Jackson State. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, Deion's not taking that.
Woo.
He's not taking that.
Coach Sanders Esquire.
I would go with this. I think that Florida State, the long game is really critical. Willie Taggart on field really bad. Off field, Willie Taggart saved him from the APR Canyon.
Yes.
And he'll never get credit for that because that's not the way this thing works. Mike Norvell, there's no way that was going to be successful last year.
Yeah.
There was just no way. And now you can actually see something moving forward. So we'll see. But it'll be fun. We're going to have fun. And that's the beauty of the sport. We've gotten football to a package now. We're going to get football. We got great games early. Not to mention you guys coming up here and hanging out at Mint and Trade the opening weekend.
Can't wait for that.
Secondary market is going to be lit. It's already
going to be? I was going to say.
It's already
lit. Wes, I'll let you know where my tailgate is.
Well, I won't be here.
Oh, you'll be doing another game. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I'll be in the studio.
I'll send you a picture for my tailgate.
Unless they throw us I finally get to meet Nick.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Nick's like some
we
guy.
We need to make it happen.
Nick shows up in, like, pictures and, you know, yeah, I don't think he's real.
Speaking of a long game, he's got
meaningful employment, the whole deal. I mean, he's too good
to be true.
I bet. Like Vicky, when people meet my wife,
exactly.
They go, there's absolutely
exactly.
no way that she married you.
We're in the same boat. We're in the same boat.
Wait, me too.
Okay.
Let's just all say.
Kwok, I got to say, the little dance deal on the IG, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Look, you and Kelsey both were very complimentary. And I...
Others weren't.
I think that backfired
on
Kelly.
Wait, I just said the dance thing on the IG. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was very vague.
I didn't say good, bad, or indifferent, Kwok. Don't take it anymore. And by the way, you can thank me later for all the shout-outs you get on Packer and Durham.
That's true. I do get all this. And do you know how annoyed
she
gets?
Can I go anywhere without this guy being mentioned?
She gets so
annoyed.
Part
of the reason I do it.
I don't.
It's part of the reason I do it.
It's funny to me.
Tell Kwok.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Kwok. Hey, are you guys going to get Nick Anderson before it's over, you think?
You know, we have put in a request.
We put in a request.
Did Roddy come by and visit yet?
We're going to try to get Roddy on.
We put a request for him, too.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe their schedules match up. Thanks for playing matchmaker for us on that, Wes.
See you guys.
Thanks, Wes.
That is Wester from ACC Network. We'll come back and shoot the breeze here at the ACC kickoff after this.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's 1 in 6. School lunch might be their only meal each day. And it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Welcome to Parent Teacher Night. Oh, yes, Miss Garner.
If you have one of those airline credit cards, you're probably not earning double miles on every purchase.
You're right. My card only gets extra miles on some types of purchases.
With the Capital One Venture card, you earn unlimited double miles everywhere.
Wait, but where can we use them?
You can use Capital One Venture miles on any travel purchase.
Venture gets an A+.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, after work on Thursday night, if you get a chance, why don't you bring the whole family to an event we call Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night in downtown Seneca on Ramcat Alley and Townville Street. Now, if you enjoy outside dining, great music, and just a fun atmosphere, well, here's where you need to be. It's Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night from 7 till 9. Here's a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday.
Spread a little happiness, spread a little bit of happiness.
So grab all your friends after work and bring them on down. Have a good time this summer season and check out a little Jazz on the Alley, because if it's Jazz on the Alley, you know it must be Thursday night. We'll see ya. Come on down.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Back here on Out of Bounds, hour number two continues live from the Westin in Uptown Charlotte. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by Tri-County Technical College. They are providing an invaluable opportunity for young women, especially, to enroll in the ENIT program at Tri-County. That's Engineering and Industrial Technology. Women pursuing careers in non-traditional roles in science, technology, engineering, and math has opened up all sorts of doors for women. And this is not your grandpa's manufacturing environment like the old days, dirty, grimy, sweaty, all that. These are high-tech, high-paying careers with local companies that you know right here in the Upstate, like BMW, BorgWarner, Bosch, Duke Energy, Electrolux, Michelin, and many more. There's an engineering transfer program to universities, including Clemson. There are literally hundreds of job openings out there. Tri-County will provide you with a hands-on education and get you ready for a challenging, satisfying, and stimulating career. So make your mark today. There are four campuses in the TCTC system: Pendleton, Oconee, Anderson, and Easley. Tri-County Technical College, full STEM ahead. More information at tctc.edu.
All right, let's now get a chance to visit with Brett Friedlander.
Finally.
He's at BFriedACC on Twitter. I know, right?
We've been trying to talk to Brett. He's a busy man.
We've been trying to get closer to avocados.
Always.
We started.
Always.
Yes.
You know, the thing about the avocados, and yesterday with the bananas, I was thinking about this. And with NIL, I should, like, develop my own clothing line here. Because if it's good for the athlete,
yeah,
why not the media, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
Exactly.
That's good.
I can market my, fruit.
Shirts.
And shirts, right?
That's very
true. You could even expand beyond the fruits.
Right? You could go to vegetables.
I mean, the ceiling is the roof.
You know, grains.
Oh,
why stop at that part of the pyramid?
I don't know if you did this on purpose, but bringing this back full circle to Larry Fedora is gold, Jerry, because that's how this shirt became legend,
yes.
Because Larry Fedora made such a big fuss over it a couple of years
that's
ago.
That's true. So. I had forgotten about
the
that. Wow.
Is the roof.
All right. Ask Brett the question.
Okay.
I didn't even answer it,
and you
did
didn't
I?
Answer
oh, yeah.
So we're talking about this OU-Texas stuff.
Okay.
And we're saying if OU and Texas go to the SEC, mm-hmm. then ACC has to get Notre Dame. Has to.
Yes.
And you'd be a 15. Now, you can be a 15. We saw that last year. Mm-hmm. You don't need divisions.
Mm-hmm.
But just hypothetically, because Kwok was saying one of the big issues in recent conference expansion is for a long time, people thought you had to have an even number.
And you kind of did.
Yeah,
the
but
way we were
it's been proven
this.
Now you don't. So Kwok's saying, look, when the ACC added Virginia Tech and Miami, they really wouldn't have taken BC, sorry everyone, if they didn't have to.
Right.
So here's the question. Let's say ACC added Notre Dame, and Jim Phillips walked up to you, Brett, and you, Kwok, and said, all right, guys, you're telling me I have to drop one team. We're gonna stay. We want 14.
Drop one team.
We want 14. Ooh. We want 14. You can whisper if you want. We want 14. You're bringing in Notre Dame. Who are you dropping?
Well, first of all, great minds think alike, because I've been asking players and coaches about this scenario or a similar scenario all day.
Ah.
And so I have definitely thought about this.
Okay.
So if I have to drop one.
You know, can whisper.
The whole thing about bringing in Boston College, getting the Boston market,
right.
is such a fallacy.
Yeah.
Because listen, I've done some stringing work for the Boston Herald at events like this, and when I send them my story, it gets posted below off-season stuff for the Patriots, the
right.
Bruins, and the Red Sox. It's a pro town, and nobody there. And the other thing too is Syracuse. Does not bring the New York market either. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. Although I would rather have Syracuse because of the basketball program. But I would have to say it has to be Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
But I go the opposite direction. And I think the ACC is going to go the opposite direction because it's an arms race.
So you're going to add.
Yes. And first of all, let me say that the good thing about all this, you know, we've had about 5 or 6 years of calm since the last realignment. And you could feel the shaking. Mm-hmm. The earthquake is coming. But the good thing about this is that thanks to the foresight of John Swofford, and I know that folks down there in the upstate don't particularly care for him, but but thanks to the foresight of John Swofford and the fact that every team in this building has signed a grant of rights that is going to keep this, contractually keep this conference together at least until 2035,
mm.
the ACC is in a position of strength here. Nobody's leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's an arms race, and if the SEC is going to expand to 16, I think the next domino that falls is the ACC has to go to 16 to keep up.
Okay.
Okay. So assuming Notre Dame is going to be a member, and I think that after last year and after the things that Commissioner Phillips said yesterday, if you read between the lines, I think it's inevitable that eventually that's going to happen, and I think it's going to happen sooner than later. To me, the only real possibility is West Virginia.
Yeah.
And
it makes sense.
That is the possibility.
Geographically, it fits because it fills that little hole between the Virginia schools and Louisville. Competitively, it fills it checks the box because they're good in football, they're good in basketball, they're good in baseball.
And okay? they care about and, all three.
And most important box is they've got a very large, they've got a very fat, passionate fan base, and they're real combative, which is going to make for great rivalries. Okay.
And they hate
West
Pitt.
Virginia Pitt.
And they hate
they
Pitt,
really
too.
Do, and
so,
they can't
I mean,
blame
it's a natural. Now, I want to throw something outside the box to you.
Let's go, Brett.
Okay.
So, Texas and Texas A&M had a very, very, contentious divorce when that whole thing happened.
Correct.
So now Texas comes into the SEC and they're going to be back together again. So what happens if Texas A&M says, we don't want any of this garbage, and the ACC wants to, wants to get the Texas market, and, Jimbo's there, and they make an overture to Texas A&M. What happened? What do you think about that, Texas girl?
Oh, man. We're the only Texas school in the ACC now.
I am shook.
No, it only works with Texas A&M because, you know what? With all due respect, TCU, Baylor, and Texas Tech don't resonate at all.
No.
Okay? They give nothing. So, but Texas A&M, how
about
that?
I'm shooketh. I have not thought about that. I think A&M actually likes A&M might value the SEC patch on their jersey more than the actual A&M logo. Like, they're kind of obsessed
with
it.
Well, but here's the other thing, too. If you're Texas A&M and you're playing football, the chances of you winning that conference.
Correct.
You come over here, And look at what Notre Dame did last year. You got one team to beat.
People think it's ridiculous that, like, Notre Dame and Louisville are in the ACC. You put Texas in the ACC. You got to change the name, first of all.
But you do.
No, you don't. Look at the ECHL. You've got a team in Greenville. The ECHL has teams in freaking Alaska. Come on.
I'm telling you right now, like, if you can have the Big 12 with 10 teams and the Big 10 with 12, names don't
That's
even matter.
True. Right. That's
it doesn't
true.
Matter
That's
at all. We're in a post-name society.
Brett, Texters are bringing up UCF instead of West Virginia. What do you think about that?
I don't have a problem with that either, actually. I mean, I think...
Is that the gravitas from a high-level history of that?
Yeah, and again, I think their rivalries with the Florida teams are one way.
Yeah.
Whereas West Virginia, like you said, Pitt hates them.
Yeah.
And the Virginia teams, I think because, you know, you don't have that history the way Miami and Florida State have. And again, the fan base. How big is UCF's fan base? And obviously, that doesn't really mean a lot from, you know, a competitive standpoint. But, you know, you do the ACC network. Mm-hmm. Tell me how many more viewers are you talking about from the state of West Virginia?
How many people live there?
I don't know, but it's...
It's all of them. You would get every
That's
person.
That's true. You'd get every person.
But you already have those people in Florida. So you get
more than
it's another state.
You have that many more eyes on
you
the
get
product.
The what even is the biggest city in West Virginia?
Charleston.
Morgantown,
yeah. I don't know.
I'm not gonna diss West Virginia too much because my son's fiance is from Morgantown.
I'm truly asking. I didn't know.
It's almost heaven. I don't know if you knew.
Well, yes, I'm all hand.
Okay. So with this expansion talk, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I've also heard, and he's not the only one, but I heard him say today, Dave Doran said, I don't like that we don't play everybody in
Absolutely,
our league.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that, when you expand, that chorus of people is going to be louder. That's why I say expansion will lead to a split with every league.
Funny that you should mention that, and I can't take credit for this because I saw it on Twitter from somebody at the SEC media days. But there is a way to go around that. You have two divisions, okay? Mm-hmm. You have two divisions with two pods each.
Mm.
Four teams, four, eight, six. Yeah, so four teams in each of the pods, so eight teams in each division.
Okay.
You play each of the three teams in your pod every year.
Yeah.
And then you play two teams in the other pod each year, but you rotate every other year.
Rotate the pods.
And then you have a nine-game schedule, so that's four, five.
Two, two, two.
And then you rotate everybody else in the other divisions, and I think it came out that you play everybody within a three-year span.
Yeah.
And you are guaranteed to play in every stadium at least once during your four-year.
That has to be fixed.
We have to fix it. We got to do a better job of that.
There are ways around it. And, you know, the most simple way is the way we did it last year in the ACC is just get rid of the division.
Right.
I mean, if you've got a 14-team league and you're doing the way you are, go to nine conference games and do away with divisions, and you have two to three traditional play teams that you play every year, and then rotate, and, you know, this way everybody gets to play in every stadium.
See, and that's an argument for going to 16.
And it was last year.
You can go the pod system.
And you know what else, too, was good about last year is that, never mind it was Notre Dame, but the two best teams in the league that year played for the championship.
Right.
The way it is now, you have the potential to have the two best teams in the same division and then play somebody who's 7-5 for the championship.
We were talking with Eric McClain.
Or we're 6-6 with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's right. Pittsburgh.
We were talking with Eric McClain just yesterday talking about
whatever. One of my favorite people in the entire world.
He is the best. And he goes, if we didn't have divisions, we would have played FSU in the ACC championship probably every year
of
his career.
But so what? You know what? And TV loves it.
That would have been so much more exciting. And they can play in the regular season and play in the ACC championship. Yep. That's fine.
And you know what? Those two teams did last year, and they played two really good games.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Visiting with Brett Freelander from the North State Journal, joining us here, as he does most Fridays, but we're going to get him a day earlier today because we can see him in the flesh.
So that means I can take it easy at 12:20 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's take correct. The day off.
I'm going to go to the
take
pool.
The take the day off.
Absolutely. Please. Not on behalf of us, please. All right, let's talk about this year in the ACC because I've been doing this Miami-North Carolina thing, but now Josh Graham said he is picking Pitt, and West Durham threw Pitt out as a potential for second place. And I'm just worried about Pitt not being able to – that might be the hill I die on this year in the ACC. Not only can Pitt not run the ball, Pitt ideally doesn't even want to run the ball. They don't even care because their offensive coordinator is Mark Whipple. If you can't run the ball, you can't win. And so I don't know. North Carolina, Miami, they seem to be getting a lot of love. Is that where you're thinking?
I am. And, you know, Pitt has got a guy who can sling it, and they really do. But I'm not so sure about their wide receiving core, and you're right, they can't run the ball. What is their line like? And defensively, yeah, Narduzzi's a defensive coach, and that's usually his bread and butter. But, you know, they weren't that great defensively last year. So, I think it's going to come down to North Carolina and how healthy is De'Eriq King's knee. Mm-hmm. If De'Eriq King's knee is sound and he's close to 100%, then I think that's going to be a really good race. That game between those two teams is going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if it's a hill I'm going to die on, but you know, right. but that's I think that would present the best ACC championship game against the team in orange.
Are you as committed to that hill as Harbaugh is to the Ohio State hill? Did you see his quote? I'm going to either beat Ohio State or die trying. Are you asking?
We'll
committed?
Ask his bosses. Yeah, I'll die. I'll die.
You're
going to
die
hill.
Trying.
Speaking
to
of dying on a
bring
hill,
down
because Mark Whipple's going to finish outside the top 90 nationally in rushing yardage for the umpteenth consecutive year, and we're going to act like we're so taken aback that Pitt can't run the ball because none of his offenses run the freaking ball.
Speaking of dying on a hill, I want to be in that press conference when Dabo is in there because I want to see who it's going to be, and it will be somebody who asks him, how come you haven't resigned yet because you said that you
didn't
want to be,
man.
Right? It's gonna there are too many smart Alex in this room.
Somebody, in the triangle.
Yes. Absolutely. And I can give you a list of names and actually in the triad also. Somebody is going to do it. And I want to be there when it happens.
If I'm Dabo,
I'm going to have a sense of humor with this. And I'm going to say something like, you know, I wrote out my resignation. I was going to hand it in. But my wife said, we got bills to pay and you can't do that.
Yeah.
Have some fun with it. But he won't because he's way too wired.
Yes, I agree. Brett. We got to run.
Oh.
Always enjoy visiting with you. Gosh, you know, a lot of times we talk about real things. Mm-hmm. It's fun to talk about, like, pie in the sky stuff, though.
I know.
To work, because we've all worked out all the problems in the league.
Plenty of times between now and September, 3rd, to talk about X-Force.
Well,
talk about X-Force.
NC State is earlier, right?
Yes, they're on Thursday. But we will have plenty of Fridays to talk about that. This is for fun. This is an event, and especially this year, because now that we're here together in person for a change.
We don't take it for granted.
Right.
Exactly, Brian.
And we shouldn't.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Good to see you always.
Thanks,
my friends.
Back for more. Hour 2 continues live from Charlotte after this.
Get 2 sausage and egg biscuits for just $4 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account that lets you win daily instant karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. And when you make a purchase between July 1st and July 23rd, you'll be automatically entered to win $1 million. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Having your vehicle worked on can be like gambling in Vegas. Usually the odds aren't in your favor. The service team at George Coleman Ford delivers the same integrity and honesty found throughout the company with the service director, Kurt Shockley, who has been there for nearly 30 years. No hidden fees. Any maker model service, even open Saturdays until 1, with free pickup and delivery. Do yourself a favor. Call 834-6080 and have your vehicle serviced at George Coleman Ford.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day. And it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready.
All right, hour two continues. Out of Bounds. Boy, great time visiting with Wes Durham and Brett Friedlander. And I don't know what's made me so hot under the collar about Pittsburgh today. It's probably, you know, I legitimately came in here thinking, okay, Pittsburgh, Virginia, Virginia Tech. Those are my three in the middle, in the coastal. Who's going to finish 3, 4, 5? And I started thinking about Virginia Tech was number one in the league in rushing offense last year. Virginia ran the ball decently well, although not great, and their leading rusher among running backs rushed for fewer than 400 yards. So it's not that great. And then Pittsburgh, they didn't rush it great either, but Mark Whipple. It's the Mark Whipple offense where I'm always like, how at Miami do you not have a good running game? How at Pittsburgh, where James Conner was the player of the year in the league?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
You don't
also
have
a couple
a
years
run
ago,
game.
All they did was run the ball.
Yes.
That's all they did. And I'm pretty sure that was still like young Kenny Pickett.
And you know what?
Because he's been there forever.
Remember we talked about how they totally flipped the script where they did not throw it at all. They were like dead last in the league in passing. And then they magically flipped it all the way around and were dead last in the league in rushing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's because they hired Mark Whipple. That mm-hmm. guy does not know how to establish the run, period. So if Virginia can or has some semblance of idea of how to establish the run, if Virginia Tech is going to run it, then why would I pick Pittsburgh up ahead of those two teams?
And what's interesting too is if you're looking at two teams that we think can't really run the ball, at least from what we know right now, which would be BC and Pitt, I feel like you feel better about BC because you trust Jurkovic more. Like you trust his arm talent more. Kenny Pickett is the, you know, tougher than dirt and all this stuff, and he's a great leader, but if we're just going who's going to make more plays with his arms, I think you'd go Jurkovic over Kenny Pickett. And that's why there's a little more faith in BC, it seems.
All right, last 5 years, yards per carry in the league. Pittsburgh, third, 12th, I believe 12th again. They were third again in 2018. Then 2019, they went 14th, Mark Whipple. And then 2020, they were 12th. Mark Whipple's two most recent offense finished 14th and 12th in rushing. They are not going to run the ball.
In our last 3 minutes here, can you answer the question I posed to Brett?
Who would I? Oh, yeah, because I said Syracuse. You were like, no, not
now,
you.
Talking with Brett in those pods, I'm more in favor of 16 because I feel like you can have more.
You can do
you
that.
You can do better scheduling.
Yeah.
But let's just stick with the question. If you bring in Notre Dame and you got to drop one ACC team, who are you dropping?
If I bring in Notre
I have
Dame
mine and it's not even close.
One. Gosh, Syracuse is a good brand. I don't. God, I can say this now because no one's here.
Yeah, you can whisper.
I don't think Pitt brings you anything.
Really?
What is Pittsburgh like? What are they? What are they really good at?
Volleyball, actually.
Volleyball.
They're the only good volleyball program, right. But, I mean, that's not really what we're talking about.
I'm talking the four major sports, and even five with softball.
Pitt brings you, I feel like you can count on them to make a bowl game every year.
They can get you to a bowl game.
And you can't say that about some other programs.
Women's basketball, men's basketball right now, they're bottom third.
Yeah.
But baseball, bottom third, softball, bottom third.
I'm looking at this because we're talking about it in a Power 5 sense. I'm looking at it mainly from a football perspective. To me, this is a no-brainer. And I've said it before, and I know it can never happen because people are too loyal. But Wake Forest is not a Power 5 institution. And
you know what?
I stand by this, and I will die on this hill. We're talking about dying on hills. And I'm a huge fan of Jen Hoover. I love their women's program. They're getting better. Their men's program's terrible right now. And football, yes, Dave Clawson's done a great job. It's nothing against Dave Clawson, but this is a small liberal arts school with 4,000 people that, and Duke, you could say, well, Duke's the same, but Duke has separated itself with its basketball program. It's also in a major metropolitan area. Wake's in Winston. It's just so tiny. In no other world should it be a Power 5 school. The only reason it is because it was an OG member.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
They are a Power 5 team because they were.
It doesn't make sense.
Or a Power 5 program.
So, just being honest, and my mother-in-law went to Wake. That's who I dropped. Anywho.
Wake Forest. Man alive.
I was kind of talking quietly.
Texter said, Wake's in there, so I think you're okay. But
Texter says, Kelly, it's hard enough to be a Wake fan. Do you have to dig the knife in further? I'm sorry. I know. I see it. My poor mother-in-law. I see it.
I mean, that's really, really tough.
And Pittsburgh does bring in a market, at least.
But here's the thing.
But that's also
Brett
a pro-town.
Said,
that's also a pro-town.
Market is not about market size. Because if you have market size, but the carriers won't carry it because people aren't watching, it doesn't matter. The Pac-12 has big media markets, but they have a problem with distribution because people don't watch in those markets. You'd rather have a smaller market that's more enthusiastic. That's why West Virginia is in play.
I was going to say, that's Winston-Salem still isn't that enthusiastic.
Well, it's true. It's very true. I was saying more for Pittsburgh, but I get that too. Hour three, well, more nonsense
from
coming
the
up.
Priority
back.
One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive. Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Collision, dent, and glass repairs. With a full-service mechanic on staff, you'll find all of that at the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. No matter the make or model, your vehicle will get the same attention all George Coleman Ford customers receive. See for yourself on their online reviews with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees. Think about the George Coleman Ford Collision Center if you're in an accident, a hailstorm, or suffer a minor dent. Call 610-2655.
What makes the perfect workout? Being able to ride, lift, and stretch in one place with motivating instructors.
Y'all look so good out there, Peloton.
Classes that always work around your busy summer schedule.
Push, Peloton. You've got 20 minutes of opportunity on this ride.
Instructor-curated playlists for every mood.
Let's turn it up. Come on.
Now, what if you had it all? Right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Hour number three, Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. We are live from Uptown Charlotte. We are in the Westin, second floor concourse. Amy McKenna has brought us Cheez-Its. Don Monson has brought us M&M's. There is kettle corn over there. Is that right? There's kettle corn. What? All right. Is that just a slab of Bojangles chicken over there? And Bowberry biscuits. Are you kidding me?
Shout out DJ.
Well, next break, that's what I'm doing. I'm just telling you right now. That's what I'm doing. The mahi at lunch was great. It's bow time.
This is the cutest little M&M thing I've ever seen, Quack.
Yeah, it's a little.
I love it.
Honestly, I thought Don was giving me pills. Oh. Like, he opened the thing up and offered one to me, and I was like, what the heck
is
this?
It's kind of concerning.
What are we doing here?
It's kind of concerning.
But it's ACC. But they're like ACC dyed, so they're white and gray and blue, just like the color scheme. That's neat.
Quack, Dabo Swinney is about to take the stage in there at 2:15 for his press conference.
Oh, you don't say.
We're going to be out here. Pretty much alone as everyone will go in there for that press conference. What do you think is going to be the tone? What do you think he's going to get asked?
What's he not going to get asked? I mean, if I'm, you know, there's a, I've talked about the scene, there are actually a few episodes, but there's one in particular I'm thinking of where things get really tense and everybody loves Raymond, and Robert, Raymond's brother, is just like popping antacids the whole show. Every time Dabo gets up in front of a giant,
are you just going to pop these M&Ms?
Well, during an offseason, I might. During the offseason. Because here's the problem. There are no games to talk about right now. Now, you can talk about the team, but nobody really wants to do that. Nobody really wants Dabo to talk about how great and wonderful all of his position groups are, because you just assume you could probably make up a quote and get there.
That's almost the problem, is that Clemson, it has been too dominant. You don't have, I guess you can ask about North Carolina perhaps, but you don't have that great Clemson FSU rivalry that we used to have. That was always the talk
of
kickoff when we used to come back in the day. So you don't have that to ask about. So
you
now you just want to ask about social issues.
You don't even have this team can make a jump to get to that level. We're talking about North Carolina being a level up candidate, but not to that level.
And most people still have them going 9-3.
Right. I got them at 10-2, I think. I still haven't finalized.
Who was it? It was Josh who had all of them going 9-3. Yeah, I think 10-2 is more likely.
So, I think Dabo's going to be asked about playoff expansion. I think he's basically going to be asked every question that he's going to answer like all the other coaches, but only he will get destroyed for. That's it. That's what's going to happen.
Sounds about right.
And he may answer, I'm certain that he knows how his playoff answer played the other day. And I bet his answer on that will be a little more dodgy. Like, I don't see him leaning into things just for the sake of leaning in. You know, like, he's not just out there trying to poke the bear. He's not like Spurrier, who would sit in a press conference and do things because he knew that it would create a reaction.
And I think I've noticed this about Coach Sweeney. At the Clemson Media Day on Tuesday, he's a lot more laid back. Here, he's a little more buttoned up in a way.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a little tighter because he knows people as well.
He's the standard bearer too
for
the league. Like, he's the biggest face. So he is here to talk about DJ, And he is here to talk about Bachhorst.
And
he is here to talk about Skalski. And he is, yeah.
But the issues that are going to affect the league as a whole. Do you think someone will ask him about OU Texas in there?
I bet. OU Texas expansion. Rumor. Let's ask Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Can we get Brad Singer
in
here?
Why don't you go ask him?
Brad, yeah, you know what? Brad is going to go in there, okay? Brad is going to go in there. He's going to be in this thing, all right? Kelly is very worried, and I am also worried.
Brad, could you
about
go
the
in
tenor
there
of this
with a headset and just whisper and tell us what's going on, like a golf situation?
Yes.
You can put me on the phone. I can just hold the phone up.
Well, I mean, Brad, we'll do our job. We'll talk
you,
for the
like,
next
you
hour.
Know that people, and I'm saying people, like not the Clemson media, people want to know Dabo's take on every single issue
Everything. That
he's going to get. I just said this, that everyone agrees on, but he is going to say and get roasted for.
Yes.
And they want to get that quote.
Yes. Especially the national media.
Brett Friedlander even said that. He's like, all of our people. He's like, all the people from the Triangle, like the smart alecks, will ask these questions just to get a reaction out of them. So what do you think it's going to be like in there?
I've been in there for the last 45 minutes or so. I've seen a couple coaches roll through, and a lot of it is NIL / like scholarships, and like it's big picture stuff is what you're getting in that big room. So I think someone's going to question him on his pay for play stance that he had several years ago. Somebody's going to bring that quote up in there, and then he's going to have to defend himself and talk about how it relates
that's
to what's
guarantee.
Going on. Yeah, that's almost a lock. But I don't know. I'm curious because I don't think he's going to say anything that we haven't already heard today or yesterday from every other coach in the league, and he's the last coach to go. So I'm just wondering, like, how are they going to spin it? Because he's not going to say anything. He's just not. That is vastly different than Mack Brown or Justin Fuente or Dave Clawson or Mike Norvell. He's just
or even
not
Dave Doran, the coaches he hates in the league. I'm sorry. Were we supposed to say that? The coaches who hate him in the league.
We all saw the elevator tweet.
Yeah, we did. Did you see that from Bridget Condon?
No, I did
who
not.
Who said,
oh,
I,
tell
rode
Brad.
I rode on an elevator with Dave Doran and Dabo Swinney. None of us spoke.
She was like, it was so awkward.
Frosty elevator ride.
Oh, man.
That's a headline right there.
Yes.
No one spoke.
That's
so
terrific.
Awkward.
And the thing is, like, in that instance, it's awkward for her only because if one of them talks to her, then the other one might talk to her, and then they might have to look at each
right.
other.
Right, and they don't want to look at each other. Not even look at each other.
I love, to be honest with you, we all think Dabo is a genuinely nice person and a good person. People, like, at Ohio State think that Dabo is the Antichrist, and so you have these two extremes.
And we're not exaggerating.
I like that Dabo is an actual person with grudges. I like that there's beef between coaches in the league. And not the Dabo and Spurrier beef that was kind of like both sides trying to fire up their fan base or whatever,
right.
just jab, but they liked each other.
They sort of needed that back and forth with the rivalry.
I think in the last few years, it's good that people have tried to get under Dabo's skin, and it has worked. Like Dave Doran, I think, tried on purpose to get under Dabo's skin, and it worked. Mike Norvell ended up doing it. I'm not sure he tried, but it worked. Will Muschamp tried to get under Dabo's skin, and it worked. And so now you have these rivalries among the coaches where Clemson's just pummeling the crap out of them, and the coaches can't stand it. And Dabo is not even trying to pretend. Like, he didn't even care.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's cool.
I don't know if he'll be asking the big room, but I know he gets the breakout room. He'll be asked about Mike Norvell in Florida State.
Yeah, well, someone asked Norvell about Dabo.
Right, that's why
and
I
And he said,
I
basically, we're... I think someone asked, are things resolved? And he was like, not really.
Yeah.
We're going to read those questions in a second. Brad, I think he just walked in, so we'll let you go do your job. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, fellas.
Nice preview. Nice preview there.
Brad, did you just say fellas?
Oh.
My own coworker.
Kelly's so salty. He said folks. We've established that no one knows what anyone's saying on this episode of Out of Bounds.
I knew Brad wouldn't do that to me.
We have to read these Mike Norvell quotes, though. Seriously. We need to read these. Because Mike Norvell, this is from ClemsonSports.com. Matt Conley, our very good friend. We had a great time with Matt last night. Really fun time.
We also beat him, I think, at least twice on the Cornhole
Awards. Yeah, he was also a victim.
Not to brag.
And a worthy adversary.
You know who was the best cornhole player that we faced last night? Bart Boatwright.
He was solid. I thought they were going to beat us. I thought Bart and Alex Dow were going to beat us.
I didn't, but I understand
it was like
why 13 you
Well, I had to go against Bart. You went
That's
against Alex,
I
so you had to feel
out.
Better.
I called a timeout. I said, Quark. And he thought I was going to yell at him or something because I apparently turned into this monster in competitive situations. And I said, Quark.
This is true.
You're good, man. Take a deep breath. We're
you
fine.
You did.
That's all I did. That's how
you
I did. Coach.
And then you imparted that spirit into me.
I build
me.
You up.
And I...
Only when you're on my
scored,
team.
I don't know how many I scored that time. I think we scored four that time.
You played well, Kwok. Really you played
good.
Well.
All right, 654 Roar is the number. If you want to get in on the Vibe Broadband phone lines, we really haven't had open phones because we've had people cycling through. 9861566, health there, text line, transform your body, 90 days, I dare you with the health there. At Kwok Talk, at Kelly Graham, like at 105.5 The Roar, if you'd like to interact with us on social media here today. Here are the Mike Norvell quotes, according to Matt, okay? And again, we know how icy it got.
Icy.
Not in the Gucci Mane icy, like Big Cinco ice.
Like Antarctica.
We're talking like Antarctica, like frigid cold, like Dave Dorn and Dabo in an elevator icy between Florida State and Clemson last year.
Oh, God. A texter said, can Brad ask about the elevator ride?
How was it on the elevator with Dorn? Ah!
Coach, I heard that you were on an elevator with Dave Dorn.
How was it? Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's probably all right. Okay, here's what Mike Norvell said. It was asked if they had talked things out, which I think that is actually a good way to frame it.
Like, yeah,
if you guys buried the hatchet, he said, quote, not really. We both have jobs to do. I love that. Where he's like trying to give both of them an excuse for why they
didn't.
We've been busy.
We've been busy.
You know, you've got that friend who something happened and like you're... I can't think of a situation actually like this, but I just know of situations like this. Where, like, you've got a friend who's, like, trying to hang out with you, but something happened you're just kind of annoyed about. You're like, you know, I'm just busy.
I'm so sorry. I've been swamped.
I'm just busy. It's been so long. Oh, my gosh. We need to get together, but, gosh, not right now. And so Norvell basically comes with that energy where he says, we both have jobs to do, both continuing to invest in our programs. It's about me. I'm trying to focus on me right now. I'm trying to focus on me.
It's not him. I'm just focusing on me, right?
And that's our focus. At the end of the day, that's what we're going to continue to do and continue to build Florida State back to where it needs to be. So that's our focus, close quote.
But
in other words, if Dabo wants to do this, that's fine, but we're not going to dwell on it. It's not our focus.
Can't you try to take FSU back to where it needs to be while also, like, maybe calling Dabo for
But here's the thing. Let's read further on these quotes, okay? Do we have Kelsey Riggs? All right, pause Mike Norvell.
Do you have time for real?
Mike Norvell. Kelsey Riggs is the most in-demand person. She's the most in-demand person here.
Really,
she was the most famous person at your wedding. She's the most famous person here today. It's unbelievable that we get a few minutes of Kelsey Riggs' time. Hello.
Who are y'all looking for? Whoever y'all were just talking about sounds really important, and that is not me.
Yes.
So y'all better calm down.
I thought Kelsey was saying, who are y'all again? That's what I thought she was saying.
Oh, my God. I would never. I finally got my chance with you guys.
Oh,
What's up, my friends?
Yeah,
can you dance? I've seen you cut a rug.
Oh, man.
What are we doing?
Now, look. You actually can say this, because Kelly did try to clown me, and it worked. But Wes actually gave
yourself.
Me a half compliment. Half compliment. You were there, though. You saw the entirety of the dance.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that early part that didn't make it was rough. I just need people to know that. Like, Kelly, could have been worse.
I think you did very well. I'll just say, you know, our other half, Monica, I guess the three of us, it doesn't make a half, but our
tripod.
Other half of our three, Monica McNutt, let's just say I'm glad she wasn't there because she would have dragged me out there with you, and
we did
not want that. She couldn't make it, but yeah, next time there's a dancing opportunity, make sure that I'm nowhere near you and I'm nowhere near Monica. We'll let Kelly have all the spotlight.
Else, of course I wanted Monica there, but I'm just going to humble brag. Our dance floor was lit.
Okay. It was amazing.
Lit.
The Thai limbo? Are you kidding me?
That's the thing we do. That's the thing we do.
Wow.
But if Monica was there, I feel like the roof would have come off the place.
Yeah,
like,
I just don't know what I would have done.
I'm almost glad because I don't know if the dance floor could have taken it. I really don't.
Grandpa threw his cane and everything.
Yes.
If Monica was there,
amazing.
It would have been on.
Honest to God, that was like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Like, he hopped out of bed and, like, got out there. And I was like, oh, my. Like, we just, like,
Me
it was
too.
A miracle. Like, I'm reading the Gospels right now. This is straight up miracle what's happening here. Man, we're giving life.
Y'all don't want to talk about sports, do you?
This is fun.
I love you guys.
You've been talking about football the whole day. Seriously, like, how are you doing? Every time I look up, you're either on air or you're, like, running to some other place to do something else. So, like, are you feeling like a little bit like it's almost over?
I'm so glad my trick is working. I'm really not busy. I just walk fast and make people think I'm just kidding. It's been a fun few days. I said yesterday, I feel like a kid at a can that's walking out of a candy store and walking back home Christmas morning to open all my presents. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, does
man,
it get any better than, like, all of us back here together. Like, Kelly, we talk all the time about, like, everybody at the ACC Network and how, like, we sincerely like each other. Like, we really, like, enjoy each other. Kelly says, like, thank God for that because she just really has a hard time being around you. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
It's her escape.
No, God.
No.
It's such a grind.
You guys know how it is, too, because you can just tell that you enjoy each other when you get to be around you guys and listen to y'all. So, first of all, to get to see all of our ACC Network people in person and not through a Zoom screen or a television screen has been incredible. And then just to see the coaches and the players and the media and everything, you know, obviously there's still question marks surrounding this season and there's things that'll pop up along the way and that we have to figure out, but it just feels so good to be back.
It really does, Kels. There's no doubt. You've done a ton of interviews over there.
Yeah.
Or you were all the past couple of days. I keep saying weekend. It is not the weekend.
I don't even know.
I
got to
pull that together.
It's like the middle of the week. Like,
I don't know
what your weekends feel like, but this is work, man. This is work.
Which interviews have stood out to you of who you've talked to?
Somebody asked me that earlier, and they were like, who was your favorite from yesterday? I'm like, oh, God, who all did I talk to yesterday? EJ sat down on the set with us earlier. I was like, is this the first time you've been with us today, or was that yesterday? Yesterday, we got to talk with Jeff Sims from Georgia Tech, and I really enjoyed that interview. There was something about him, and honestly, something about him and then DJ Uiagalelei today that reminded me, like, they're just so authentically themselves, right? Like, it's not like the cameras are on. It's not like the lights are on. Jeff Sims, you know, had last year starting quarterback for them for the first time as a freshman and was in some tough situations and had also some great moments. But he was just up there chit-chatting and telling us about his day. We got to talk today with Florida State quarterback McKenzie Milton. And he really shared, you know, more about his story and just about the trials that he went through and the dark times and what got him out of that. I mean, there's not a person in college football, I don't think, that's rooting for him. And, and to see, you know, now Mike Norvell, very good at not showing his hands and bringing both of his quarterbacks here. That's
right.
Been fun talking about him and Jordan Travis. But I could go on and on because we've had a ton of great guests. We've had coaches on. And then the Huddle Set and Katie George have had a lot of good people as well.
So you guys, and I do think there's like an analysis that goes on with you guys with, I don't know how many different sets you guys have. There's like five different staging areas. Every time I turn around, there's ACC Network staging area. But so there's different things going on. But you, legitimately, I think one of the cool things that you guys get to do is you get to show people who these players are, who these coaches are, and not just talk about X's and O's. Like, there's a time for that, and there are places for that here in this building. But I think that's cool, is that you guys get to ask those kinds of questions. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Devin Leary and I were just talking about Tuffy the dog, and that's now at NC State, and when we get to meet him when we go down there and things like that. But to get to share these players' stories about who they are, we had Joey Blunt on yesterday from Virginia. And my gosh, like, you watch him, and he sits down, and he's like, I got to look good. My mom's watching. And he's, like, giving mom and dad a shout-out. And that's cool because, like, that's what matters to these players, right? Like, the big moments, the tackles, the touchdowns, all of that's important, but it's like, what's their why? Who are they doing it for? And, like, what made them who they are today? And there's a time and a place for all the stats and things like that, but when you get to kind of see, peel back the layers and see some of that, to me, that's one of the things that I've enjoyed the most, not just at ACC Network, but about getting to be in the broadcast community.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And, you know, getting to know these guys a little better, DJU and Sam Howell both signing with Bojangles. Conveniently, Bojangles is over there right now.
Yes.
There's just mounds of chicken.
Oh, no, wait, no, I didn't break my rule.
I was
going to say, at the next break, I'm going. Sorry, I lost track of time. I was like, oh, no, they're
for
probably
a second,
gone.
I thought that you were just saying something that was in your head and you didn't realize you were talking.
No.
I got to be honest.
Sorry.
I thought that you didn't realize you were
sorry,
talking.
Sorry, that was a freak out. Please
I
continue.
I would like to ask Kelsey Riggs what her go-to Bojangles order is, and if this is, Bojangles is the thing you miss the most since you live in Connecticut.
Are you going to be mad at me if I say no?
What do you miss the most? You can't say your family. That's not fair.
Are you
going to say Chick-fil-A?
Wait.
Oh, I don't miss it because we haven't.
Yeah,
there.
You have Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is my all-time
favorite. But that's what I'm saying. You don't have Bojangles.
I love Bo-Berry biscuits, and I love just the chicken tenders, just the little spice that they have to them. So that's my go-to is the, what are they called, the Supremes?
Yep.
The Supremes.
Yeah.
The Supremes are my go-to. And we did give DJ a little hard time that he didn't show up with Bo-Berry biscuits, as I'm sure he has gotten a hard time from every single person.
Yeah, he's probably like, okay.
Dabo's doing his press conference, though, and I did see before he was about to start, and before I came over here, I saw Jordan Cornette on set with a Bojangles' box. So it has evidently made its way in there into the hands of the Huddle Group, which means if Eric, EJ, and Jordan are eating Bojangles, there is none left for anybody.
I, for one, am shocked.
So I told you
that those
should
guys
have gone sooner. Found Bojangles.
I should have gone over there last break.
Gosh.
It was rough.
Well, Cornette needs to experience the South because he was cracking me up. It was like 7 p.m. Tuesday night. We were walking. You weren't with us yet, Kels. We were walking to the restaurant, and Cornette's like, it is so hot out here. And I'm like, Cornette, it's like 78 degrees. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. Well, how does he feel today
how
when it's like 93
live?
Feels like 120?
It really made me laugh.
Kelly, try being in the studio with this guy. He walks in. I'm covered. I like literally leave
we're
a blanket
freezing
in the studio because when Jordan's there, I walk in. I'm all get my blanket covered up, and he walks in. It's hotter than Hades in here. Like, can we turn the air? I'm like, no. Are you serious? You know, but you don't want to see Jordan sweating. He looks too pretty to have sweat all over his face, so
my
we can't
gosh
do that to
that's
him
the beauty of ladies' night. We're all cold.
So we don't
and
do that.
Yeah, so
exactly
we're good.
We don't need the blankets.
All right. I do want to ask you a football question.
Okay.
Because you have talked a little football over there. What is your, maybe like a storyline or two that you're really, that people have been bringing up that you're really excited to see unfold, maybe one from the Coastal yesterday and one from the Atlantic today?
Well, first of all, big picture, I've heard apparently like there's some good quarterbacks in the ACC.
Right? We may have mentioned that the last couple days.
To have 13 out of 14 teams that have quarterbacks coming back with starting experience is pretty incredible. I am incredibly excited to see what Jeff Hafley and Phil Dracovic and those guys do at Boston College. We know all the challenges that teams had last year in a COVID year, but you pile on top of that being a first-year coach and coming in, and Jeff Hafley like had the magic key to how to do that. I mean, the way he was able to galvanize that group, to motivate them, to unite them, and in his first year there in the middle of COVID, really lay a solid foundation. I'm really excited about Phil Dracovic. He's got all five of his starting offensive linemen coming back, which those guys are just beasts. He's got a ton of talent around him. I'm really excited about them. North Carolina is going to be a fun team to watch, too. When you think about what they lost offensively, it's like, okay, surely they're not going to be good this year. And then it's like, oh, wait, they have Sam back, and they also have a ton of other wide receivers and running backs in the wings that were waiting. Mm-hmm. We'll see what they're able to do defensively, but I'm excited for that. Derek King, is he healthy? What's that going to be like? And we already mentioned Mackenzie Milton, and just getting to see his comeback story come to fruition, I think, is going to be really rewarding and emotional, not just for him, but really anybody that watches college football.
Kels, I think this year, and the last couple, well, we didn't have it last year, of course, but the last couple years, I feel like everyone has been more deferential to Clemson in a way than they have this year. I still think Clemson's going to end up being the favorite when the preseason votes are done. But it seems that other teams are operating with a little more confidence that perhaps this is a year that someone could dethrone Clemson. Did you get that vibe, or am I off on that?
I think that people still feel like, you know, Clemson has won six straight ACC
right
championships. They've been to six straight college football playoffs. I mean, and there's a reason for all of that, and that's still the realm we're living in. Now, I think it's getting closer and closer to your point, Kelly. Like, that gap is closing, which is good for the ACC. And let's be honest, it's good for Clemson. Anything that, as the ACC and all these teams around them gets better, that looks for better for them down the end of the line when they've played these teams tight or beat these really good teams or whatever it looks like. I do think it's getting closer and closer. I'm really excited about NC State. You know, Devin Leary's 3-0 as their starting quarterback. He breaks his fibula, and, you know, they still managed to have an 8-win season last year. But Dave Doran has done a really good job with that program. They have some big guys on defense. Peyton Wilson will just run someone over and then act like he's going to help him up and run him over again just because, like, he can't. I mean, he is just a beast. So I'm really excited to see what they're able to do, and I think it's going to be a good year. I think that the gap is closing, but it's a progression, right?
There's still a gap.
Yeah, there's still a gap. Coach Rick said it really well. He was saying something this morning about, you know, like dynasty and legacy and all that Clemson has created. And he says to you know, kind of start getting closer to that for other teams. First of all, it's going to start with like a really good quarterback, a really good program, really building a solid foundation and finding year after year a way to build on that and to be competitive with Clemson in this league.
And that's the way Clemson did it. Clemson
exactly
didn't just flip the switch. It was a gradual progression.
I don't know if you noticed this. I did because we're us. Kelsey interchanged the words program and program
in that
answer.
I noticed it too.
She fits in so well at this station.
She's from the Palmetto State. Yeah. The first time earlier, I just was getting too comfortable. Earlier, I had to do a little thing for Clemson. I was like, hey, y'all, I'm Kelsey. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, you got to rein it back in.
And then when I was talking the first time, I had to say, oh, Mackenzie Milton is coming up. I'm like, Mackenzie Milton's coming up. I was like, people are going to think I don't know what his name is. Depends on who I'm talking to. They're going to be like, what's this girl talking about?
You should hear Monica and Coach McGraw make fun of us.
Oh, come on.
They're like, wow, the
y'alls. You're in Bristol, they can do that. But you're in Charlotte right now. I feel like you can let your hair down a little bit. Like, we're in the South right now.
If I spent 1 week with Kelly's family in Texas, then I would come back. I have my college roommate lives in Texas, and just outside of Dallas from a little tiny place called Cleburne, Texas. Mm-hmm. And anytime I go there, I come back, and I'm like, hey, y'all, I'm Kelsey. Take a ride. You just put me around my people, and you just fall right back into it.
It's so true.
She also gave us a right outside Dallas.
I know.
Right outside Dallas. Everywhere in Texas is right outside Dallas.
No, it's great.
You filled out OOB bingo in 12 minutes.
You fit right in.
It's so good.
That's why I got to sit at the cool kids table at the wedding.
That's right. We rocked it.
I'm just glad that I passed the test.
Right. That's right.
I'm just glad that you didn't embarrass me because I did. Be nice to Kelsey and be cool.
I told Kelsey to hold me accountable. Kelly told me the only thing she wanted from my presence at her wedding was to not embarrass her in front of you.
You need
to hold me accountable.
You could never.
I mean, there was the dancing, but that's up for debate.
It was great. I enjoyed it all.
It was fun. Hey, Kelsey, we know you're busy. This is so much fun. Thanks so much. Thank you for what you do for ACC Network, too.
Thank you guys for having me. It's fun to talk to anybody, but it's super fun to talk to friends. So good to see you guys.
That's so nice.
I just wanted to hurt you in your heart before I left. Bye.
Go and get you a drink of water. Just take five, keep your feet up a little. By the way, 10 out of 10 on the shoes yesterday.
Thank you.
What are you rocking today? I don't even know.
I just have adult shoes on today.
Oh, okay.
I wore
adult shoes.
Yeah. The shoes that I had on yesterday, I would have looked like a watermelon if I wore them today, and I had to pack light, had a small bag, so I'll get some more before the season. We'll see what we can come up with.
Love it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kels.
All right, we'll be back for more Hour 3 of the program, and program continues after this.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer.